right, welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing Podcast, Super Bowl edition. As you can see, Dylan and I are wearing what teams we will be rooting for in the Super Bowl.
we had to do it. We picked them both preseason. Johnny was on the Eagles. I was on the Chiefs before the season started. First episode we recorded, we talked about it.
We should have bet like an exact matchup. I don't know why we didn't.
I don't know either, but we had our matchups. That's why. We didn't get our correct matchups correct. I had KC beating LA.
Yeah.
Johnny had Philly beating the Ravens. Yeah. So our Super Bowl winners are still in it. I picked KC, Johnny picked the Eagles, and that's kind of why we did what we did.
Shout out to Dylan. This is a nice hat, actually.
Went and picked it up. Pro Image Sports, shout out.
But after this podcast, I will never wear that again.
I had to force him to put it on before the thing.
I walked in with a Jets hat, and I was forced to take it off.
Had to do it for the pod.
The closest thing to Jets will get to Super Bowl action. Observation from this week, I said this to Shane, is it didn't feel like there was a lot of juice around the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
I don't know if like the Luka trade like kind of sucked that.
Yeah, Luka. I mean, props to the NBA for being able to have something that monumental kind of take the narrative off the Super Bowl for even if it was a day or two. But
trade deadline this week is like crazy.
It is crazy. But I mean, I just would have never expected anything of that magnitude. I mean, even like, I think even if you just took a Luka trade out, I even think De'Aaron Fox going to play with Wemby is like a big enough news. But like that almost just gets completely glossed over by the fact that Luka went to LA. So, I mean, we can get to Luka towards the end.
We'll talk about it later. It's just it was.
I mean, we almost started a Super Bowl podcast talking about it. I mean, that's how big it was.
It's all anyone's been talking about.
I agree.
You know, I was in general, I was just talking about, I haven't seen, usually all you see is like the interviews from Media Week. And I will say, like, I sent you guys one yesterday about like the guy asking Travis Kelce that question.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It almost makes me feel bad now for the Chiefs in a way. Like it's borderline annoying.
Oh, dude, I've been saying that. Yeah.
So it's like, listen, they don't need any more talking points or like, you know, headlines to go out and play harder. But it's like, you know, at this point, it's like, come on.
I get it. It's funny from a media standpoint. Like some of these guys, I don't know how they wire their way into these media days at the Super Bowl and are able to ask these questions.
Yeah, no.
But
idea.
I do kind of agree. Like I know everyone was calling Kelce a crybaby for saying like I do have one question. Like why is the media like leaning into it? But it's like he's kind of fucking right. It's like, you know, I get it. There's going to be times where a team gets calls and people are going to complain. That's how sports. That's why sports is as big as it is. People are so much of a fan of their team that they just can't comprehend like how that call was made. And I've been doing the same thing. I've been jumped up and down in this living room and complained about the same shit. So I'm not being a hypocrite. But at the same time, like at some point when you're at your third Super Bowl in a row and you went 15-1, at what point do you just drop the conspiracy theory? Like, you know, these guys are acting like Roger Goodell's got the refs in his pocket and they're doing all these different things. I mean, it's a little crazy.
Like you said, it's good to joke about, but I mean, like, you can't go into Media Week as, like, somebody, and then you start asking these questions. It's like, come on. Like, enough.
I liked how Mahomes kind of deflected and just, like, laughed it off. Like, was just like, yeah, a lot of guys helped me win. And did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
And then the guy said, which ref? Do you send him Christmas cards and this and that? And he just laughed. He's like, I'm not any that I remember particularly. Like, I thought that was funny. So it's like cool to see guys like Mahomes kind of being able to shake it off. But I did understand Kelce's frustration because it's like, dude, the guy has been lights out since pre-Mahomes. So like when you're that great at your position for that long and you get to three Super Bowls in a row and you got to deal with some hand job asking you, like, how does it feel to have the refs get you here? It's like, give me a fucking break, dude. You know?
Yeah. You got to just know, you know what? Don't put yourself in the position to get the flag, I guess, right? You know, if you like.
And even if there is a flag here or a flag there, like do you see people dogging Josh? I'm sure if Josh Allen was put in this position and made it to the Super Bowl, people would be complaining that he got too many pass interference, roughing the passer calls.
There was nothing in that Bills game that was like outrageously called.
Not at all.
That, like, I'm sorry, like it. The fact, it's more of on, don't blame the spot. You had three tries to get a 1 yard. You couldn't do it. I mean, it's like at one point or another, you got to look in the mirror and be like, you know, like.
And you also earned, you also, like, from being as great as you are, you earn the like instilling fear in the refs. Like, right, like, I don't think it's that the refs, like, are whatever, are trying to cater to Mahomes as much as they are scared to not call it if it was against Mahomes, just like it was against Brady, because they don't want to be the reason that Mahomes doesn't get in or Brady doesn't get in because of a bad call. So when you're that good that, like, you know that if you make a bad call against this team, it's going to be headline news, like, then you're going to be scared. And those calls might lean towards the favor of the better team. But I think you kind of earn that right by being as good as you are.
Or the home team. I mean, like, crowds play into it. Yeah. Know? It's just like, it's just natural human error. So yeah. It's just part of it. Yeah, it was just one couple of observations from this week that I was like, yeah, it's funny, but it's starting to get a little.
Yeah, like, give me a break. At some point, you just got to, like, let that narrative die. Like, you know? I get it. The Super Bowl call, if you're an Eagles fan and you're using that narrative because of the last Super Bowl, I get it. That was a horrible call. So, and it did cost the Eagles. I mean, you don't know what would have happened. No, it was a tie game.
It was third and nine, and it would have been fourth and nine. So you don't know.
It was a tie game anyway. So it didn't immediately. Yeah, I mean, I guess it did cause the Chiefs to win, but whatever. It is what it is. Bad calls are going to be made, but I don't think that there's any, like, ill intention from the referees to just give Kansas City wins.
Yeah, no, because now the spotlight's on them more than ever.
Yeah,
you know? So. But we'll get right into it here with the line. We have the Chiefs are -1.5. Money line is -120. Over under is 48.5. What are you taking, Dale?
Yeah, obviously I'm going Chiefs. I mean, I'm going to go Chiefs all day long and twice on Sunday. I mean, you're just never going to bet against Mahomes in the Super Bowl, or at least I'm never going to. I just think that it's one of those things where – the Chiefs, like we were just talking about before, aren't really getting enough credit for being as good as they were. Like, a lot of, like, you can't take a 15-1 season and say that the only reason they won 15 games is because of the refs.
Yeah,
so
I
get it. Maybe one or two would have swayed a different way, but they'd still be where they are today, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of what the outcomes of those bad call games ended up being.
Even though, like, there wasn't even that many bad calls, you know? Like, a lot of them were missed field goals, blocked field goals. I mean,
yeah.
It's not luck at that point, you know? It's just...
Yeah,
execute.
I like the Chiefs in this game a lot. Same reasoning. Obviously, I've gone against the Eagles just about as many times as somebody can go against the Eagles from week one all the way to now, and it obviously didn't pay off that much because they got all the way to the Super Bowl. But same reasoning I always have is Jalen Hurts, as good as he played last week, and I just don't think he has the talent that a lot of people think he has to overcome, like, these big moments. I think he's more of, he's got to let his team do what they're good at and just not make mistakes. And I do think that they'll have a good chance to win. But I think with Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator for Kansas City, I think they're just going to shut Saquon down. I know it's hard to say, and everyone's dogging me that everybody I've talked to and said that to has said, oh yeah, yeah, just shut Saquon down. Like, every other team hasn't tried to do that. It's like, I get that, but the Chiefs are better at tackling than any other team that was in the playoffs coming in, number one. Number two is, under Spags, the Chiefs have played 18 playoff games under Spags as defensive coordinator. Not one single running back has ran for 100 yards in 18 playoff games with Spags as defensive coordinator. Not one.
Yeah.
And forget just the playoffs. The last 25 games in a row, nobody's ran for over 100 yards on the Chiefs. So, I think if anything, he's more likely to not run for 100 yards than he is. So if you can hold Saquon to sub 100 yards and force the game into Jalen Hurts' hands, I don't think he has the talent to go out there and really just truly ball the fuck out and beat the Chiefs. I just don't think he can. And I think that if you can hold Saquon under 100 and keep them from controlling the clock for the whole game, I think Patrick Mahomes is going to do his thing, and They could run away with it. I would like it to be a good game. I would like it to come down to the wire and have a classic Mahomes moment where he kind of drives downfield and wins the game in a three-peat fashion. But I do think that this game is going to take the Eagles being up 14-21 points going into the late third, fourth quarter for them to have any chance.
Which it could be. I mean, at every Super Bowl the Chiefs have played in, they've trailed at half almost, like all of them.
That's a good point.
I mean,
they could
jump out to these early leads, and then the only difference is with all these teams, because I know, like you said, Spags' defense does well against the running backs. James Cook was cooking them. last week. And then for some reason, he was not in the game at the end of the game. That's here nor there. You know what? This offensive line for the Eagles is just so unbelievable, man. Like, if Hurts' knee is healthy and they have kind of like a dual run threat going, then, it's the same thing as last Super Bowl. Hurts kind of ran all over him. But now, instead of Swift, we have Barkley. This matchup, what was it, 2 years ago at this point?
2 years ago.
2 years ago? The matchup was so close, decided by whatever, it was
a bad call.
Whatever, bad call, yeah. Close game still. The only thing that the difference is now is, to me, when I look at the two teams, the Eagles have gotten better and the Chiefs have gotten worse.
That's 100% true. Everything
I don't know about worse, but older. Like, Kelsey now is older. The defense back then I thought was better than it is now because Chris Jones has gotten older and like they've lost a couple people. And the line, it's a different line than it was back then. So it's like everything points to – and I hear it all week. I mean, like the sharp bettors look at this and say the line is only the line because Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, which is kind of what you've been going on mm-hmm. all year. The Eagles are a better football team, and on paper, and like if this was a regular season game and you just went by power rankings, the Eagles would be favored by 2.5. They're a better team.
100%. So like that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, the line doesn't make sense. The line only makes sense because it's Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if you're back in the Chiefs, you're kind of getting screwed here.
Yeah, 100%. Because think about it. The Chiefs were the Eagles were the favorite to win the Super Bowl before both games.
Yeah.
Before the championship games. The Eagles beat the Commanders in dramatic fashion and hung 55 points.
Yeah.
The Chiefs squeak by the Bills, and then all of a sudden, opening line comes in, and Chiefs are favored.
I know. Like, going into that, when I saw that, before the line dropped, I'm like, Eagles are going to be favored by 2.5.
I know, and I was waiting by my phone.
I was waiting. I'm like, because if it's a 2.5, like,
I'm buying it to 3, and I'm putting the house on it. Yeah.
So now, and then it's vice versa. I wish there was other things to tease with it, because if you could get the Eagles to plus 7.5, the Chiefs only play close games. I mean,
it's true.
That's the scary part. I'm taking the Eagles for the game. But I do love them first half, too, just from the...
Yeah, from previous the, Super Bowls.
From previous Super Bowls, the Chiefs get up, or they fall behind. Not fall behind, or they just kind of, like, mosey their way through, and then Spags and Andy Reid make these adjustments at half, and then they just, like, flip a switch. So it's like, there's always more scoring in the second half of these games than in the first half, but I think you're right. If the Eagles want a chance to win this game, at one point of the game, they're going to have to be up 14 to 17 points.
And I agree. That's where my head's at, is that if the Eagles control the clock, if Saquon does what most people think he can do, I don't think he's going to do it. But if Saquon runs for 120 to 160 yards and they control the clock and they can get out to an early lead and they go into the third, fourth quarter with a 14 to 21 point lead, like, yeah, I mean, that's the only way I see them winning.
They have the capability of sitting on the ball for 9 minutes.
Yeah. If this game is like, Philly's up by 3 going into the fourth quarter, like, I'm going to put everything I own on the Chiefs,
Yeah.
So, I mean.
That would be too close. I'm just banking off the fact that they can be up 10 points going into the fourth quarter. And then if I was the Eagles and there were 7 minutes left, I would just tush push the 4 times down the field. And then no one would be able to stop them. They'll get 3 yards, they'll rip 3, 3, 3, and just bury the clock. They won't have to do it because they can run the ball so well. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the one team that it's not like the Bills of the past or the Bengals when they've lost to the Chiefs where – They have like a small lead and then they just crumble it themselves. They like fall apart. I mean, you saw it last year with Josh Allen. Like, the Bills had a good lead on the Chiefs and going into the fourth quarter, and then it's just got to be pressure at that point, and they can't just like close a game out. I just think Philly at this point is a good enough team. They've been there before to where they should be able to close a game out.
Listen, the only person I don't have faith in the whole organization is Jalen Hurts. So, I mean, I think there's going to be a point in the game where the Eagles are going to have to lean on him to make some big time plays that you need to have made from your quarterback to win Super Bowls. And I don't necessarily know that he can do it. And maybe the Eagles just pounce on the Chiefs early. Maybe Saquon breaks off another run early. They get off to a hot start and momentum's on their side and they could just run all game. And maybe that happens. I don't see that happening. I see it being they're stopping Saquon. They need to make adjustments. Jalen Hurts needs to start reading the defense, making these throws, driving, pushing the ball downfield, and I just don't see him as the kind of quarterback that can do that in a big game. So
it's crazy looking at it. There's not one aspect of the Chiefs game. Well, there's one. There's not a group like O-line, D-line, wide receivers, D-backs, linebackers, running backs, tight ends. Not one of those groups are better than what the Eagles have besides one. it's crazy. It's only Mahomes, only at the quarterback position are the Chiefs better than the Eagles.
Yeah, I would like to lean on Kelce too, just in these moments for sure. But like, I get it. Goddard's like
played
great.
Up there. Yeah, he's just getting
Goddard's
up there,
played great. But yeah. I do think that Chris Jones is a huge difference maker. I know overall their defensive line might not be better, but and I know Jalen Carter is like a rising superstar,
yeah,
but I do think Chris really Jones is an absolute menace. So yeah. I think if Chris Jones can get to Jalen Hurts a few times early, kind of keep the pressure on them, pressure on the quarterback, blow up a couple of the run plays early, and if Kelce and Mahomes can kind of just be on the same page, which kind of always seems like they are in these bigger moments, then I think that's enough for the Chiefs to kind of – and Andy Reid's obviously going to draw up some plays. Like Xavier Worthy is the perfect player for Andy Reid, you know, a kind of guy who can do everything. And
I will say, like, if this – like, if Rashee Rice was playing in this game, I think my opinion would be a lot different.
Dude, Rashee Rice is an unbelievable football player. He just was an idiot. I also do think that something that doesn't come to mind right away when you think of this matchup – is like special teams, but like, dude, Harrison Butker is like a very good, like, big game kicker. He's gonna put the ball through the uprights, he's gonna be reliable, he's gonna make those kicks. Whereas like Jake Elliott, like, what are you doing?
The Eagles will lose 4 to 5, probably around 3 to 4 points this game off of missed kicks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are you gonna do if you're in a situation where you have to kick a 49 to 51 yard field goal or go for it on third and, or fourth and seven.
Remember last week, what was it? Would have been like 50, 55, 54, and they punted.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you have a 50-yard field goal and it's fourth and seven and you're the Eagles, what are you doing?
You know what? Depending on the score of the game, I think you just punt.
This is my point. This is my point. So I think like that could have a way, way, way bigger impact
you see, like,
on the game
if it's
than
like,
maybe people think.
If it is at fourth and five, and it's like 54 to 58 to 60 yard field goal, they just go for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they
just go for it. But now that puts your team in a ridiculous position, because now you don't get it. Now you give Mahomes that kind of field position, and he goes downfield and scores. It just feels like the momentum could get sucked right out of you.
All he goes is 15 yards, and they're in field goal range. So
this is my point. So I think that could cause such a big like disruption for the Eagles' game plan, because where are their heads at right now? Like, prepping for the game, you know that they're talking about these scenarios. Like, they have to be prepared for this kind of thing. So it's like, if you're Nick Sirianni, if you're Jalen Hurts, if you're the offensive coordinator, like, are you like worried about this situation? Like, are you just saying, hey, like, we've made it this far, we got to trust the kicker, send him out there, let's see if he can make a 54 yarder. I don't know. And
you used
when,
to be able to trust them. That's the sad part.
Yeah, I think they're going to lean on them. I think they're going to try to kick the field goal, because I think points are too important in Super Bowl games, especially against Mahomes. So I don't think that they're going to be too risky and go for these fourth and six, fourth and seven plays. I think they're going to kick the field goals, and I don't think that they're going to try to punt. So I think they're going to go for field goals. So I believe it or not, I think a huge factor in this game could be if Jake Elliott can make a kick.
I don't think he can.
I don't think he can either. But
I mean, if you can look at some of these novelty props to like, hey, you know, a team to, you know, have a successful 2-point conversion. And if it's going to be one team, it's going to be the Eagles, because Jake Elliott's going to miss an extra point.
Yeah.
He's just going to do it. He always does.
Yeah. And it's these are the things that can bite you. So I just think Kansas City does all the small things so good. Like, their play calling is so good. Their adjustments are so good, both defensive and offensive. And I just think, like, they're not a heavy penalized team. Like, they very rarely get penalties. Like, whether you want to say that's because the refs favor them or because Andy Reid's has good discipline in his guys,
like the Eagles are getting crushed every game.
No, I'm not saying either. I just think overall, I think like the little things that kind of slip by a lot of people when they think about a big game, like special teams, penalties, play calling, adjustments. Like, I do think Kansas City kind of has a small edge in all those locations. And then it's just like, but overall, the team might be better for the Eagles. So I think if you have all those edges and all those small places in the Super Bowl, plus you have a better quarterback, then But like I said, it's a great game. Jalen Hurts played unbelievable the last time they played. It came down to a really bad call. The Eagles got robbed. And
one of the better Super Bowls in a long time was that game two years ago. You know, I mean, like they're for the most part, the only bad one in recent memory was the Chiefs and the Bucks. But like the last one really between the Chiefs and the Eagles was one of the better ones.
Yeah, I really do think that it's going to be a good game. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I guess this is going to be the game where you basically either have to drop the Jalen Hurts narrative or I can continue on with my Jalen Hurts narrative, right? Because, I mean, if he goes out and throws for over 300 yards and more than one touchdown, if he goes throws for 310, two touchdowns, no picks, and wins Super Bowl MVP and beats the Chiefs and stops them from a three-peat, I mean, is it going to be even possible for me to sit in this chair and be like, Jalen Hurts isn't that good?
Even if they lose and he throws for like 230, one touch, one rushing, one passing, and they lose the game like 34-30,
but then I would just
and
keep
it's like it's
it would
just like whatever. Like it's not his fault they lost and they scored 30 points and they didn't win. It's
but that would just continue my narrative of like he doesn't propel the team, he holds them back. Yeah. Like my point is can Jalen Hurts take the ball and go just fucking be like, hey, I'm the fucking reason we won. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the media can say what they want. They can say whatever they want. When push comes to shove and the chips were down, I went down and I dethroned Mahomes. Like, if he can do that, then he's going to shut up a lot of the haters. But I think they're leaning heavily on Saquon. And I think even if they win this game, I think the narrative could continue. If Saquon rushes for like 200 yards and three touchdowns, and like Jalen Hurts, and not to say that he would have to do anything because he's just doing his job, but I think he will be frustrated just because I don't think he'll have an opportunity to show like, hey, I could have won this game on my own.
Yeah.
If I'm Jalen Hurts, I want this to be a close game. I want the ball at the end, and I want to prove to the world that I'm the guy who can go down and win the football game.
Listen, his stats, like his what is over under. I mean, Vegas expects him to run for 40 yards, pass for 210, and maybe throw two touchdowns, but probably just one, and then maybe a rushing touchdown. So
yeah,
it's like,
and I know, think if that's where
they're not expecting too much out of him, you know.
Yeah, I think they're, but then you look at Saquon's line and against a team that nobody's ran for 100 yards against in 25 games, his over under is 112. Yeah. So they're expecting him to just fucking go off and win the game
for
the team.
But when you look at his expectations, I mean, his over under is 112, right? But it is down from what it's been.
That's
10
what I'm
yards.
Saying.
Like his carries are lower than what they normally are week in, week out. The rushing yards are lower than what they are. I feel like the Eagles, he didn't have that many attempts against the Commanders, probably because maybe they felt like they didn't need him to carry the ball that much. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You want to give some good props for the game? What are you thinking prop-wise?
All right.
So, obviously, Johnny's got the – I mean, if you couldn't tell by what we're wearing, Johnny's got the Eagles plus the 1.5. I'm taking the Chiefs minus the 1.5 for the podcast, but I will be buying a half a point because there's no shot I'm going to lose. I'll pay the VIG.
It's minus 120, so.
Yeah, I'm going to pay the VIG. So I'm going to take the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl for gambling perspective, but for the sake of the podcast, because I'm going to draw up our records, which is another thing I'll touch on. The podcast has been crazy from the very beginning of the year. Like, we've just kind of been picking every single game with the spread every single week. So it's been so many picks that I haven't really been able to keep on top of like what our actual records are. But I'm going to go back into the files. I'm going to start with week one, and I'm going to write down every single pick that you made, every single pick that I made, and add it all up. And so next week after the Super Bowl, including our picks this week for the Super Bowl, I will have Johnny's overall record, my overall record, along with whoever sat in Johnny's spot when he was off.
Taylor
and Jordan. Yeah.
All right. So I guess I'll do a prop, then you can do a prop, and then, you know, we'll keep switching back and forth. But one that I did like was the Philadelphia Eagles over 23.5 points scored for the game.
Okay.
I know. To me, I see that number. What has Philly done the last couple weeks? I mean, they 55 last week. I think they scored over 23 against the Rams, and that was like a snow game. So I don't. There's no reason this offense should score less than that in a game.
Okay.
That'd be low for them.
My first pick is going to be Saquon's under rush yards. I just don't like – it's basically my whole reasoning for why I think that the Chiefs are going to win. I think Spags is going to be able to game plan for this, and I really truly just don't think Saquon's going to be able to do what he has been able to do all year. So I'm going to take Saquon's under whatever it is, 112.5 right now.
Yeah.
112.5, I'm going to take the under rush yards for Saquon. That would be my first prop.
All right, my second one I like is Jalen Hurts, longest rush, over 12.5 yards.
You guys got burned on that the other week, but I like it.
That holding call by the center is what just killed it. But, I mean, usually if you look at his long throughout the year, it's usually somewhere a little more than that. He usually gets it week in and week out. So I expect if they're going to try to stop the run game, he might get some, you know, little read option stuff. He might even just keep it skirt up for 12 to 15 yards, and it's not a regular season game. He won't be sliding. He's probably just going to try to keep getting as many yards as he can.
Yeah, no, I don't hate it at all. What's it looks like Travis Kelce's over under 60, right?
Yeah, 60.5, 61.5.
Okay, it looks like
whatever you got on there.
I just have the alt line here, minus 113 for 60 plus. But,
oh, there you go.
But whatever it is, I don't care what it is. It could be 80. I would take right now. It looks like it's 61.5 or 60.5. I can't tell. Do you have it on DraftKings?
61.5.
So my second prop would be taking Travis Kelce over 61.5 receiving yards. I just think he's, you know, just Mr. Big Game guy, you know? I mean, when it comes down to a big game and it comes down to him and Mahomes being on the same page, I just feel like they always are. I know last week he didn't do, or 2 weeks ago now, didn't do what maybe people thought he was going to do, but the week before that, he went for over 100. So his postseason receiving stats are just preposterous. So if you're going to give me 60 yards, with one of the greatest tight ends to ever live in the Super Bowl,
he could get that in a drive, dude.
Yeah. So I'm going to take I'm going to take Travis Kelce over 61.5. So that will be my second one.
All right. The last one I'll do just for the sake of the pod, because I have more, but I like this one. Mahomes over 23.5 completions. I think this Eagles defense, they're, you know, a lot of times, and the Chiefs offense has been more of this dink and dunk kind of offense going on lately. So I expect Mahomes, I don't like the attempts, but I do like the completions because I think he will be accurate, and I will, you know, I expect, you know, a little small yardage. I feel like Worthy's always getting like these little dump passes, or Kelce on these tight end screens, or even Noah Gray and Hollywood Brown. It's always some little short pass. So I expect them to, and they're going to have to keep up the scoring to keep up with the Eagles. So give me the over 23.5 completions.
Okay. And do you have the MVPs up? Do they have a thing for MVPs?
Not in New York. We do not have them. But
oh, really?
No. Nope. Not available in New York.
Okay.
I can check right now for you if you want.
Yeah. What are the MVPs looking like?
All right. Mahomes right now is plus 110.
Oh, my God. That's brutal. Never mind. I was going to say Mahomes. I thought it was going to be like plus 200.
No.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's not where I'm going to go then. Like, I'll pick one more. I'm just going to do a receiving prop or a rushing. What's the rushing prop for Kareem Hunt?
Ooh. Let me check it out. Here it is. There's so many different different things now you could do on all these apps, you know, so it's like, yeah, cycling through all this stuff.
That's what I was just trying to do.
Rush yards over under Kareem Hunt's 43.5.
I'm going to take the over 43.5 rush yards for Kareem Hunt. I just think that they're going to lean on him. I don't think Pacheco's been as effective coming back from the injury.
Yeah, definitely not.
And I just think for a lot of these short yardage runs, they're going to lean on Hunt. I could see him breaking one of these short yardage runs for, you know, maybe 25, 30 yards alone in like one run. So I like over 43.5. I think they're going to lean on him heavy, especially if they have the lead early. So I'm going to take Kareem Hunt over.
I was honestly scared to face Dylan. I mean, this guy lives for movie quotes.
I know, but I don't watch a ton of sports movies. I like sports movies, but
actually, ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Wait, so are we doing like movie quotes first and then just quotes in general, or is it
all over the place?
Oh, it's all like, over the place.
You know, it's a movie, say the movie name.
If you know it's a person who quoted it, yeah, say the person who quoted it. Okay, wow, that's what makes it a little bit tougher, I feel like.
Yeah. Or even if you say the person from the movie who said it, it still counts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, like, so first, if you call call out a name you're wrong, then once again, I'll get the first
one. All right. I won't rattle shit off.
All right. The first one we got. The first day I go to get to New York, I'm getting on the number 7 train. I'm taking to Shea Stadium. I won't be in a cab. I won't be on the bus. Imagine having to take the 7 train like you're in Beirut next to some kid with purple hair. The next part. Right next to some dude who got out of jail fourth time. Right next to the 20-year-old mom with 4 kids. It's depressing.
A Bronx Tale.
No.
I have no idea.
Wow, that's a tough one. For the Love of the Game?
No.
Major League?
No.
No, I already said, dude.
It's a player.
It's a player.
Who stated this? Traveling to traveling to New York to play. Controversial guy.
Pedro?
No.
A controversial guy? Does he play now?
No, he's retired baseball. He's on the Braves.
Chipper Jones.
No.
He was on the Braves.
Pitcher.
I know. I mean, you could guess any of the pitchers.
Yeah, John Maddox?
No.
Smoltz.
No.
Glavin.
No.
I have no idea.
You guys don't know this guy?
No.
Right, John Rocker?
Oh, John Rocker. Yeah, no, I
never even heard of that name in my entire life.
John Rocker, Kenny Powers, baby.
He said even worse stuff than this, but I'm just not.
Never heard of that name in my life.
Yeah, no, he was a big problem starter.
He was on Survivor, too.
I was going to say Curt Schilling for a second.
Me, too. That's the first thing I thought of.
But then when he said Braves, it just went out the window.
All right, this one we got all night long.
All night long.
Oh my God, this is so bad. I don't know.
I don't know either. Movie quote or sports quote?
All right, I'll say the second part. You can do it.
Oh my goodness, it's Waterboy?
Yes.
You can do it.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is not going to be.
These are tough.
Let's run the board.
All right.
Next one we got. Stop thinking, let things happen, and be the ball.
Legend of Bagger Vance.
No.
Stop thinking, let it happen, be the ball. Oh, man. This sounds like a basketball movie, Space Jam.
No,
I don't know.
It's golf, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. It's
Happy Gilmore.
It's the movie with Shia LaBeouf. It's a movie with Shia LaBeouf. I just don't know the name of it.
Tin Cup.
No, it's no, Shia LaBeouf. That's one with Kevin Costner. fucking A, man. What's the name of that movie? It's a golf movie with fucking Shia LaBeouf. I don't know it, though. Legend of Bagger Vance and I don't know. What's the name of it? What? What's the name of it?
What's the name of it?
Caddyshack.
Oh, no. Damn it. I knew I was missing one movie. I kept just thinking Tin Cup.
All right. Next one. The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Great scene.
All right. This one is. I
got
to try to do this without accents. I must break you.
Drago. Yeah.
All right.
Hilarious.
This one we got. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is you did everything you could.
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Oh. I haven't seen that movie since elementary school.
James. All right, 2-2. Sweep the leg.
Was this a wrestling movie?
This is a newer movie with Zac Efron, right?
No. Sweep the leg. Come on, guys.
Wrestling movie.
I don't know if it is, but I know like everyone, like my dad used to yell from the stage down to James Wrestling, sweep the leg, like all the time. I don't know.
Warrior?
I give up.
The Karate Kid.
Oh, my God. The Karate Kid.
Are we calling that a sport?
All right. Next one we got. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
No.
Every given Sunday.
Yeah, I knew that. I thought he was going to keep going with the speech. I knew, dude. That's that. Yeah, that's the.
I should have let it go because I would love.
Yeah,
to hear
I thought he was gonna go. Through.
I wanted to hear Shane say the 6 inches in front of my face.
that's a classic. Yeah. Obviously, I know. Replacements. Pain heals, chicks take scars, glory lasts forever.
Shane Falco.
Making Callahan proud with that one.
Yeah.
That's Sean Callahan's senior quote, I think.
He has it tattooed on his chest.
Does he?
No, I don't know.
Oh, say geez. All right,
next one we got. Well, let me just quote the great late Colonel Sanders, who said, "I'm too drunk to taste this chicken."
Oh, my God.
What is this
I'm
from, man?
Taste this chicken. oh my God, Longest Yard?
No.
No, what the fuck? It's an Adam Sandler movie?
No.
I'm too drunk. Taste this. Oh, Talladega Nights. Yeah.
I just
what the
just,
fuck? Yeah. How did I forget that?
Yeah, if I said Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Talladega Nights. Yep. And
these are just you've named some sports movies. I just didn't think you were going
to name Talladega Nights. Is
Karate,
a classic.
Karate
dude.
Kid. Talladega Nights. This is out there.
Yeah.
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
The great Vince Vaughn, aka Dylan.
I love Vince Vaughn, dude.
The only way to prove that you're a good sport is to lose.
Wow, this is a quote.
Yeah.
But not from a movie, from a person?
No, it's from a movie.
Oh, it is.
1992.
Hoosiers.
No.
What was the quote?
The only way to prove you're a good sport is to lose.
1992.
Is it from a head coach?
No.
Sports movie from the 90s? Yeah, that's why I thought it was Hoosiers.
Michael Jordan.
No. I didn't do any
space.
Oh, you didn't? Come on.
What are some other basketball movies from the 90s? Is that movie with Ray Allen? Just fucking. His name was Jesus, right? It was Denzel? No.
No. We're not going to get this one.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a basketball movie?
Yeah.
Is it a love interest basketball movie? Like Love and Basketball?
Love and Basketball, yeah.
It wasn't that early.
It's like Blacktop.
White Man Can't
White
Jump.
White Man Can't Jump. Damn it, with Woody Harrelson. That was that early? 92? That's the year killed me. I didn't think it was that old.
Next one we got, Heroes Get Remembered, but Legends Never
Die.
Rudy?
Follow your heart, kid. It will never let you down a Sandlot.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Wow, it's so bad by me. Watch that movie like
10,000
times. That's so bad.
All right, this one is we're going to skate to one song and one song only.
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. That is great.
Oh, wow.
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Jason Bateman.
Bateman, yeah.
All right, this one we got. You're going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame.
Rudy.
Yeah.
You knew it was happening. You knew Rudy. It was coming, too. As soon as you said Rudy before, I'm like, there's going to be a Rudy quote in here.
All right, 7-6 Dill. This one you probably got. I don't know whether I prefer AstroTurf to grass. I never smoked AstroTurf.
Antonio Brown. I never. Ricky Williams.
No, he's white.
He's white. Mike Oslaw.
No.
What year was he playing in?
Way back.
80s?
Before that.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Ditka.
Joe Namath.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, no, me.
Once you said it before 80s, I said Jets player Joe Namath.
Wow. Roaring comeback.
All right. This one we got. When you're rich, you don't write checks. Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Friday Night Lights.
No.
Friday Night Lights?
No.
Have we guessed it before?
When you're rich, you don't write checks. Straight cash, homie.
Longest yard?
I don't know.
Black sports movie. Remember the Titans? I don't know.
It's a player.
It's not a movie quote?
No. Oh, Allen Iverson.
Antonio Brown?
No. The only one guy who says
homie
like that.
I don't know. I'm blanking. What, you said basketball, right?
No, just a player.
Oh, just a player. Terrell Owens.
No. Chad Johnson.
No. What decade did he play in? 2000s?
Yeah, he played in
2000s. Randy Moss.
Yes.
Wow. I would have never got that.
All right, this one we got. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
Rex Ryan.
Nah.
Movie? I don't know. What?
Nah, as a person.
Let's say the quote again.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
It's got to be a weirdo head coach. Mike McDaniel.
Did they coach for the Jets at one point?
No.
Sean McVay.
No.
Old or new?
Old.
Wow. Tom Coughlin.
No.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Oh, man. Not Cowherd. No, what's his name?
Coward.
Man,
you can keep guessing if you know it. I don't know it. I don't know.
Jim Mora.
Oh, I would have never got that one.
I'll do that because you literally said the other one. All right, next one we got. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Marshawn Lynch.
All right, 8-8.
All right. There we go.
And golf are the two things you can enjoy even if you're not good at them.
Happy Gilmore.
No.
Tiger Woods.
Phil Mickelson.
No.
So football player, isn't it?
No.
Is it a movie?
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Tin Cup.
Yep.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
Skate to where the pucks is.
Oh, God. Miracle.
Yeah, I was going to say miracle, too.
Oh, the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I was going to say the head coach for the Mighty Ducks, too.
I'm just naming hockey movies, the two that I know.
Oh.
All right. This one, you guys might
probably hear. Let's see.
You call me a rapist. Not a recluse.
Will
Mike
Ferrell.
Tyson.
Yeah. Guy said, I'm not a recluse.
He admitted to rape. He's like, I raped a lot of women. I just didn't rape that girl.
Oh, man.
I was like, man, that's crazy.
All right. 9-9.
Yeah. You finding a tough one?
Not about the shoes. It's about what you do.
Remember the Titans.
No.
You could say it. I don't know what it is.
Friday Night Lights. It's Boobie Miles. The guy says it to Boobie Miles, right?
No.
What? He said, I'll knock you out in a pair of flip-flops.
Baby, that's not the
shoes. I thought that was it. It's not about the shoes.
It's not about the shoes. It's what you do in them?
Johnny's guess, so I'll let him guess.
And so on. Let me think. All right. Let's do a timer.
Oh my God, I know exactly what movie this is. He's never going to believe that.
I'm never going to get this. Hold on. Is that about the shoes? Oh man, this I'm gonna kill myself when you get this.
Yeah, you are. You are. Like, you're definitely gonna kill yourself.
I know, it's not, she's,
come on, dude. It's right there.
I know. Oh man. I don't know. You can take it.
Like Mike. What?
That was exactly what I thought you were gonna.
Oh.
This one, I'll try to tell you because I kind of contradict myself.
What happened?
It's Miracle?
Space
Jam. I was going to say Space Jam.
I can't, yeah. And when you said it wasn't part of it, because obviously he was talking about Jordans. So then when you said like Mike, and then I'm like, well, it's not going to be Space Jam.
Yeah.
I kept saying Space Jam. You're like, no, it's not one of the answers here.
Dude, I thought I was like pulling it from the clouds with like Mike.
No, I thought, yeah, me too.
It's like, it's not about the shoes, it's what you do with them. Oh man, that would have been so good.
Yeah, good. All right, we're joined by Sugar Shane Brunis here. He's going to give us his lowdown. What do you like for the game? Make a choice. I know you haven't been in. You haven't made an open decision about this yet. But I feel like I know what one you're going to pick.
Well, I don't care who wins, regardless, honestly. But I will go with the Chiefs. And for everyone that thinks the refs do help them, why would they stop now? So.
If you're going to complain about it, just take them.
Yeah, exactly. Just win money off it then. And my favorite prop I like is actually Patty Mahomes over 29.5.
Rushing yards. Yeah. Beautiful.
He had 40-something last game, I think. Even with the kneels, if they does come down on that, hopefully that'd be the only thing that fucks it. But
all right, give us some novelties you like here, too. Gatorade color, what do you think?
I'm going to go with orange.
Oh, nice. That's what I was thinking, too. I like orange for both teams, even.
Yeah. And then do we know who's singing the national anthem yet? I love doing that one.
Let me see. You always take the over. It's not like you're taking the under.
If it's black though or a country singer, definitely over. They like to carry the notes.
They like to carry the notes.
True. But it depends, really.
John Batiste? Who's that?
WWE wrestler?
That's Dave. Jose Batista singing the national anthem. I have no idea who that is.
I'll have to listen to some of his songs.
I listened to the Chris Stapleton one from last time. That one was pretty good, actually. Yeah. Oh, and he definitely went on for a long time, too.
Dude, him and the Monday Night Football song, I love that.
All right, heads or tails? Did you say that yet?
I know the tails never fails, but it does fail. I'm going to go heads this year.
Wow. Unbelievable. I hope it lands tails. And will Travis propose after the Chiefs win?
Nah.
No? Will he propose after they lose?
No.
I saw that circulating this week, too. All right, explain to us what we got another game this week
on. For this game, we're basically just going to do quotes all related to sports. Could be a movie, could be a player that says it. So if it's a movie, just call it the movie name. If it's a player that you know, then call the player name, coach name, whatever it may be. And we'll do the first of 10. And this week, the winner gets a nice $20 bill.
Ooh. Here we go, baby.
Enough of the for fun stuff. It gets old, so let's win some money here.
Love it.
It wouldn't be a game with Shane unless there's some coin on the line.
I love it, dude. I love it.
Some of them are definitely easy, but some maybe not.
You know what? Dylan and I were talking this year. We got to do some golf stuff and a little closest to the pin action videos.
Absolutely. Another thing I'll say for the novelty is just – I think it's one of those things that's all predetermined, right? So, like, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's like
if you see
there could be
$1 million come in on, or if you see the line change massively last second to over, take the fucking over because that means somebody knows it's going over.
I think you got to pay, you got to be on there early, like even for the over, like for the singing one, like you have to be on there early because people are just naturally going to take over. Like it'll gain 5-6 seconds from people just betting it up.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you look like right before the game, it, like you'll see probably where most of the money is.
Oh,
if
like
you see
like to get Gatorade stuff.
Yeah, like if
like
you
that.
See like a big swing about an hour before game time, roll with the big swing because somebody knows what's going on.
Yeah, someone leaked something.
So that's what I would say. I would say if you're into that kind of stuff, wait last minute and don't get scared off by like out of nowhere. Like it goes from plus 600 down to like plus 200. Take the plus 200.
Yeah, because it's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Unless that's my thought on that because it's all predetermined. But all right, let's rock and roll, baby. Let's do the movie quotes.
You got a pen
and paper.
Just to like keep the go. How much money do you think the NFL combined generated last year?
Oh,
Oh my God.
It's going to be a number. The NFL's 32 teams generated a total of how much revenue?
So this is the whole NFL's revenue
from last year.
From last year. Every single team, all the, like, yeah, the NFL as a whole.
The NFL's 32 teams generated a total of blank money in revenue that year.
Good Lord.
Man. Like, this is TV deals, everything, like NFL?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Cause it's
okay.
Just, it says per team and then it has a total.
Has a total?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It says NFL's revenue comes from a variety of sources, including media, sponsorships, ticket sales, concessions. So all 32 teams combined.
All 30. Okay.
So
and the NFL, right? Because the NFL gets some money, like you said, from TV deals.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to go into it, but yeah, like.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I guess
we'll, we'll do three.
Three, two, one.
$50 billion.
I was going to say $6.3 billion.
6.3, and you say
50? Yeah. The TV deal one really got me thinking when you said that.
Yeah, it says $20.24 billion.
Yeah, so Dylan's closer, yeah.
Wow. I just did $200 million a team and just figured, fuck it. I'm just going to stick with that.
Once you said the TV deal, I'm like, man, these someone would easily.
The NFL team was $640
million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I was way off.
All right. Dylan wins the $20.
Oh, hold on. La da 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 dee da.
I'm surprised you threw the Sandlot in there.
Yeah, I was just looking up movie quotes.
I was waiting for the miracle one that you were going to try to get Dylan on.
Nah, I was not doing that just because Dylan.
It's messed up.
Dude, he knows the whole movie back and forward.
How many times have you seen Miracle?
Oh, at least 10.
This year or just over?
Okay, hold on. I guess I'm just on a sports trivia page, and I guess I'll just ask, and whichever questions don't come out good, I guess we'll just edit them out. All right, so this is going to be sports trivia. What NFL team was the first team to ever finish a season with an 0-16 record?
Lions.
Yep, Lions.
Let's do a first to five. Like, first to five gets it.
Okay.
That way. Who just won that? Was that Ty or?
No, it was John.
Oh, no. Oh, all right. I'll take the free win where I can. John, hopefully, I don't go 0-2 today. Okay.
Which team made the biggest playoff comeback in NFL history?
Colts.
By defeating the Houston Oilers in 1993.
Oh, okay, I was way off. I thought it was the Colts that you were the injury look.
Yeah. No, it was a team. They were down 37 points. Was it the Broncos?
No, there's four answers I can give you, and you guys can pick from there, unless you want to just put a couple guesses out first.
I don't know that one.
All right,
so we'll go to the next question. Who holds the record for the most career sacks in the NFL?
Oh, man.
This is a tough one,
too. Most career, Reggie White.
It was Bruce Smith.
Yeah, it was.
Who was the first tight end to be inducted into the Football Hall of
Fame? Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
Legend.
Let's see. This is kind of a question. Nah, this might be too Johnny.
Oh, come on.
What song is played in the eighth inning of every Boston Red Sox game?
Oh, my.
Sweet Home, Sweet Caroline. Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline. Okay, wait, Shane got it wrong. He said Sweet Home Alabama.
No.
I mean, come on.
He said Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. I heard he I said Sweet said, Home. He said there. Sweet Home.
Who is the only MLB player to hit two grand slams in a single inning? There.
Alex Rodriguez.
Mike Trout.
One of the answers, no. Who?
Mike Trout.
No.
Ken Griffey Jr.
He is active now.
Oh.
Bryce Harper?
No.
Ooh. All right. And he's active now.
He was in the postseason this year.
Manny Machado.
No. Close.
AL or NL? All right, it's your guess. Are you guessing, Pete? Is that your guess?
I don't think it's that because I don't remember that.
No, it's not. I'll give
Schwarber.
We'll go to the next, unless you want to put one more guess out.
Yeah, it's not Schwarber. Is it Schwarber? No.
No, Fernando Tatis.
Oh, my goodness. When you said close, it was literally the same thing.
Spanish.
Which MLB player holds the... No, forget that. No.
Who was the first ever European-born player to win the NBA MVP?
Dirk?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was literally going to be my only guess.
Jokic would have been your second.
Which coach has the most wins in NBA history?
Popovich?
Yes.
Wow.
Shame. Shane's a sports trivia guy.
I couldn't think of his name. Who coached the Lakers in the Magic? What's his name? He coached Michael Jordan, then Kobe, and then Phil Jackson.
Yeah,
I was going to say Phil Jackson.
That would have been a good one. He's up there.
Yeah. All right. Will Shane up 3-1? Are you up 3-1 or 4-1? 4-1. All right.
Which BMX rider became the first to land a double back?
Travis Pastrana.
Travis Barker's married to Courtney.
He's a drummer.
But that was good.
The bounce back.
I just remember that being so like.
He's the only BMX biker that I know.
Wait, is that the one with Pink? Who's the one with Pink? Who's married to Pink?
No idea.
He's definitely one of those guys.
I wouldn't doubt it.
All right, here's a good question. What is the maximum number of golf clubs you are allowed 14. To carry?
14.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is tense.
In the Winter Olympics,
come on.
During Miracle on Ice, where the U.S. hockey team defeated the Soviets. In the Winter Olympics. In which Winter Olympics did the Miracle on Ice occur?
1980.
Yeah, I didn't know that
one. It's 4-4. All right, so we got to come up with a good one because I ran out of questions here.
Come on.
Come up with a good one here.
Or do you like the tiebreaker guessing a number or something?
Okay. I'm guessing a number.
Sweet Caroline. All right.
This is a good one for both of you.
All right.
What is the capacity of MetLife?
108,000.
How much?
108,000.
I'm going to go 95,000.
Bruno wins. It was 82,500.
For MetLife?
Stadium is the largest NFL stadium.
I knew it was the largest, man. I thought it was over 100.
I still thought Dallas was the largest because of all the standing space.
It's one of the largest. It's not the largest.
Is there any college stadium that has over 100 or any stadium that has over 100,000?
I could see one of the college football ones.
All sure. right. So, Bruno wins his 20 back. Yeah.
Wow. Michigan. I thought 107,600. Michigan's the old Wolverines.
Robbie Doerr.
MetLife Stadium is garbage.
All right.
AC unit.
All right. Are we all set?
We are all squared away. All
right. That concludes the podcast this week. Let's go Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
We'll be back next week with another episode. Follow us on the old TikTok, the old Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the above.
All right, boys. We'll see you next week. Go over the Super Bowl.
Fly, Chiefs.
Chiefs all day, baby. Mahomes ain't losing.
All right.